Hey, everybody. Lester and I are bored in quarantine land and wanted to talk a little bit about fantasy football. So at 1:15 p.m. my time, decided to stop working and talk with Lester about some fantasy football news here with our Dynasty League. So I believe the name of the podcast that Troy and I had actually started last year when we did this pre-championship was the Mega Prep Podcast, and to basically just piss off Kent or show our displeasure with him for ending it. So that said, I do have Adam Lester here on the Zoom call that we're recording. What's up, Adam?
Hey, Mike, how are you? Kent, so you know, in honor of you, I did absolutely no prep for this podcast, and I had made Mike wait 5 minutes so I could look over everybody's team before we started recording. So
perfect. That's where I was going with that as well. So excellent. Cool. We do have a little bit of an agenda, though, so that's cool. I see. Mm-hmm. So we'll just get started with it, because I hate podcasts that like talk for 5 minutes about random crap and then finally get into it, because I just keep hitting the 30-second fast forward button all the time then. So the first thing, Lester had a cool idea, was trades that should happen in our league. So I thought that was kind of fun. I don't know, Adam, if you want to kick us off with one, and just hope you don't take, we didn't share notes at all, so you're going to give like the first one that I have probably away, but since this was your agenda item, feel free to jump right in.
Well, considering I just thought of this trade like in the last 5 minutes, I don't think I'm probably stealing anything from you. One of the things that I'm thinking needs to happen is Bill, who is really struggling with first
just
round
picks. Just stop talking now. Are you going?
Future picks and his $44 of salary cap, $44 of salary in his 200 and whatever, should be in the market to take on some big salaries. I'm going to speak selfishly here and say that, Bill, I will trade you T.Y. Hilton for a pick upgrade for you. So we can discuss this later. Makes it a little bit easier for me to keep both Allen Robinson and Odell Beckham. If you want to trade a future first, or I'm sorry, my future first and T.Y. for a future second or something like that, pick upgrade, let me know. I think that would be a good deal for both of us.
Trying to get rid of $45.20 of salary for T.Y., so good deal. My first one was with Bill, actually, as well, which was he should franchise Julio Jones and trade him immediately to Martin for the 109. I thought that sounded good. Martin's got 3 first-round picks. 109 is the middle one, so, of course, he could Bill can always RFA him as well and, you know, maybe get better, maybe not. Tried to look at Martin's roster. Really has no one outside of DeSean Jackson right now, who's on the last year of his contract. So if he were to, Julio would come to him in a franchise, he'd of course, you know, wouldn't be able to RFA him the next year, but since no one else would be taking up that franchise spot yet on his roster, he basically could have Julio for 2 years. Again, hefty price tag, of course. I think it's $72 for this year and more the next, but Martin's hurting for wide receivers. Bill's hurting for draft picks to build for the future. So I thought that one, to me, instantly stood out as one that would make the most sense. And as soon as you said Bill's name, I thought you were going to steal that one from me. Making decisions for Bill too. That's great.
as I'm going back and looking at Marty's team, he's decent at running back. There's a couple guys there that you like. You like Nick Chubb, and maybe Darrell Henderson's going to be good next year. Obviously, Lamar's going to keep him in everything, but he is really hurting at wide receiver. Corey Davis, as much as I love him, he sucks. Calvin Ridley was up and down. Curtis Samuel, who knows? There seems like they're tanking for Trevor Lawrence. So good deal for Bill and Marty, I think.
I thought that was one. Any other ones you got that popped up in your head?
Not off the top of my head. I'm kind of scrolling while you're talking, though.
Okay, I looked at a couple. I didn't get as specific with the next one here with like actually what the trade would be, but basically was you trading a receiver to Martin. So, I guess, as we'll talk about later, we decided to break down each other's teams. It's like I'm going through. It's like your fourth and fifth receiver are all startable guys that probably could be an increase to Martin's team, whether that be for a first-round pick or a future for whatever it might be. There's definitely some names in play, again, depending on how big of a deal you and Martin would be looking for. And since we all know you two trade back and forth all the damn time, figure that would be an easy one to get done potentially.
Yeah, I did, right before the season started, traded Aaron Jones away, which probably makes the difference, you know, in my playoff run this year. And it's disappointing that I gave him up. Still have George Kittle out of that deal, but on the whole, Marty and I have pulled off some big ones in the past. So Marty, let me know. I'm around if you want to talk about receivers.
Sure.
See if there's any other ones that jump out to me. I'm looking at Alex's team right now. For the guys I see on his roster, I don't understand how he's spending $161 in salary cap. Marvin Jones for $31 seems crazy to me right now. I don't know where all that money's coming from, but he needs to shed some of that because there's not a ton on that roster that I think is all that good.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to – might have to be like a trade upgrade, you know, like you had mentioned for T.Y. or just flat-out cut. I don't feel like it never hurts too much to cut a guy if they're on the final year of their contract. If
it's I would assume Marvin Jones gets cut. But
yeah, if it's more than that, you got a couple of years, it's hard to do. But if it's last year of the contract, you just kind of have to
go with it. Yep, I agree. So you want to talk some RFA, UFA stuff? Or, I'm sorry, RFA franchise stuff?
No, I got more potential trade.
You got another trade. Oh, nice. Here.
These are for me if I was just thinking about totally having some fun. One was trade. I can't tell if my internet keeps going in and out. It looks like it's normal now. So somehow Justin has 9,000 first round picks, especially next year. So I had put down if I was interested in trading one of my running backs, meaning Joe Mixon, to Justin for, I have no idea what even makes sense for a trade with it. I had put down something that's definitely too much to ask for, which was 1.06 and like his worst two 2021 first rounders. I think that would be too much. I wouldn't be able to do it for anything less than that because I feel like I'm in another run for a championship and I'm not going to trade away Joe Mixon if I'm not going to get back a significant haul, whereas he might be too much for him to give up. One, just looking at his roster, I mean, again, if he's able to, you know, you just never know with Geis and Kerryon. I mean, they're fun to have, but guys you don't really want to count on. And I mean, Eckler, I know he loves Eckler, and Eckler was freaking unbelievable last year and I guess should be about the same this year, you'd think. Who really knows? So giving him a stud there, I thought would be good. I'd be able to, you know, it would hurt my team, of course, initially, unless I was able to draft a good rookie. And then again, it would set me up for the long haul because I don't even have a first round pick this year or next year. So potentially help me there. Again, nothing I think I would do, but like just big scheme of things, looking at the rosters, I thought that would potentially make some sense. And then the other one I put down was trading McCaffrey to Phil for the 101 and then some other stuff. And again, I don't know how it would work out, but it would give Phil the best two guys in fantasy. You'd have nothing else.
I can't imagine trading McCaffrey away and not getting Saquon back. Well, I thought you were going to say McCaffrey for Saquon and the 101.
I mean, I would do that in a second. I don't think if Phil did that, it would be the dumbest move in the world, I would assume. But it would just be kind of interesting. And my hope would be to get I'd instantly get a starter, hopefully a stud starter, as well as future first round. It would be like 1.01, 2.01, at least a first rounder next year, whatever. I mean, it would be piled on, but it would instantly give him two studs. And then, you know, again, it kills my depth. I'd still have two startable running backs, but then,
as we were talking about that Joe Mixon trade, it's just absurd to me how many points Christian McCaffrey scored last year. Joe Mixon was a decent running back, like a startable running back one, running back two, and Christian McCaffrey doubled his points. McCaffrey scored 422 and Mixon only scored 207. That's insane.
Yeah. That's
so crazy.
I know. It's not going to last forever, but while it does, it's awesome. He scored McCaffrey the last 2 years when I played you in the finals and then last year against Troy. He hasn't scored a touchdown in either of the finals weeks, and he scored like 25 points each game.
Wow. That's insane.
About 15 balls this year in that week. So
he caught 116 and 107 the last 2 years.
Yeah.
It's just madness. And he's, God, he was so good last year.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's all those trades I had. I guess we didn't really get too many of the teams involved with the discussion, but
okay. It's on a podcast. It's not theirs. Kent has two receivers on his team right now. Holy cow. Kent, I'll trade you back. T.Y., I know you want him.
Yes. He does the trade to get rid of T.Y.'s contract. I'll take him back.
No. Hey, it's fine. Give him a pick upgrade. We'll figure it out. All right, you want to talk through some guys and their decisions they have to make?
Oh, yeah. What do we have? Toughest RFA and franchise option. That's what I have here. I always start from the top in the rosters tab.
That's what I did, too. So,
you know, it always goes, you know, Kent first, then to you, and, well, Kent doesn't.
Kent's already made his decision.
So,
which is a good one, because that's probably the thing to do. Kent obviously really hurting in pretty much every aspect of his team. I know he tries to rebuild every year. It hasn't totally worked out in the last couple years. So we'll see how it turns out, because he has a couple firsts this year from our Godwin deal.
He's got like three of the first five picks or something like that.
I haven't looked at the thing. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Actually, I have it pulled up.
It's you up first then. And you only have two guys on your team.
Guys, and it's pretty obvious that I'm trying to keep them both. So I have not yet decided if it's going to be Odell at the franchise tag and A-Rob at the RFA or the other way around. I'll probably make that decision in the coming weeks to see who's going to stay and who's going to be available. My initial thought when we started this league 5 years ago was that I wanted to make sure that Odell Beckham Jr. was on my team for the entire year forever. It's about an $8.50 difference between franchising one and then the other. I think it's $72.96 for Odell and $64.55 for A-Rob. So one way or the other, we'll see. I guess I don't have to make that decision right now. I look what Michael Thomas went for last year. I know he's better than both of those guys, but there's a lot of money out there. So it's really who do I feel more comfortable losing, I guess, more than the $80.
Yeah, I'm curious with RFA this year. We're going to have a lot more wide receivers in free agency. So that's going to, I think, keep prices a little bit lower. And then if anyone does go that high again on a player, I think you have to give the person 1 year. Like, I think Justin wishes, I mean, I could be wrong. I think he wishes he did 1 year right now and could like RFA him again or something, because it's just, again, it doesn't hurt you too much year one if you're kind of plan around it. But after that, like, it's such a big salary. I mean, I've talked to Justin a few times on emails about trading for Michael Thomas. Cause you know, again, who wouldn't want Michael Thomas? And it's like, can I figure out a way to do it? And then again, it would free up so much money on his end. And it's such a huge chunk of salary that as much as you want a guy like that on your team, it limits a lot what you can do. So
we'll see. And Phil gave 3 years to Stephon Diggs at $63. I mean, and obviously AJ Green, he couldn't know AJ Green wasn't going to play last year, but just those big numbers really were wild. And the other thing you mentioned with the receivers and the number of guys that'll be out, the order is going to matter so much. Who goes first, who goes last? One of the best parts about it is obviously you don't know until 5 seconds before it starts, but it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, no, I agree. So yeah, tough decision on your end there. And see what happens. And worst case, hopefully you get a first round pick out of whoever you don't keep. So
yeah, that's kind of my thought.
Yeah. So the next team on here was Martin that I put on here, and he's got basically Pollard and Philip Lindsay is what I had put down is who, you know.
Yeah, I would assume he's going to
RFA basically. And it was, yeah. I'm interested. I'm interested to see what happens with it for sure.
Yeah. I'm not a big Lindsay believer, but he scored 180 points last year. He was decent. And, it just with Melvin Gordon signing there, you assume that what's the other guy's name? Royce Freeman's going to be run out of town, but who knows? And if you keep him for $20, then that's probably fine. If you let him go and get a second round pick, that's probably fine too. I mean, I wouldn't pay a second round pick for Philip Lindsay, but that's just me.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm curious. What's going to happen? I mean, because I don't even know how much. My gut feeling says he's going to go with Pollard. No idea why. Haven't talked to Martin in forever and, you know, whatnot. But, you know, thinking more of best case scenario for his team, if Zeke goes down somehow, Pollard becomes an instant, you know, potential RB1 star. So again, I mean, of course he wouldn't be as good as Zeke, but you just, you know, plug in that offense. And I don't know how much he'd go for. That's the thing. I mean, other people can't spend too much money on like a flyer like that if he's not already on your team, you wouldn't think. So
yeah, and he might get drafted out of a job, so it might not even matter by then anyway. Just, you never know.
Yeah, no, so that'll be a good one. So moving on then, I didn't even consider because he's got Gordon and Johnson. I'm sure he'll do something with them.
Yeah, I would assume, I mean, but I can't imagine franchising either one of those guys at, well, maybe you'd franchise one at $36, and that's all it is. Pretty interesting with Le'Veon Bell's contract coming off. It seems like we're not paying running backs that much this year. Maybe franchises David Johnson at 36 and tries to RFA Melvin Gordon, because Melvin Gordon was already at a top five salary. So
yeah, and that's the thing where it's easier for him because he already had one of those two guys that were expensive, so he kind of has that built into his, yeah, you know, his salary already. Whereas if it's, you know, they were both coming off a rookie deal on our league, and you know, next thing you know, it's hard to do that. So no, that's I didn't even write that down to talk about too much because kind of was like whatever he decides to do, good there. So moving on, Alex really doesn't have anything as far as like tough decisions, I feel like have much.
Probably just franchise them and move on and whatever.
That's what I would think. I don't know for him, just franchise Kelsey. Night. He's got Latavius Murray probably to RFA, hoping no one puts any money on him, can get him for a dollar or two or three or whatever. Be good to go.
Yep. So, I agree.
So, I was the next team on here, and three receivers, same thing as whatever, Devontae Adams, Mike Evans, and Kenny Galladay. So since Phil did not cut – since both AJ Green and Antonio Brown were not cut last year, which I was following very, very closely, that kept Devontae Adams as the sixth wide receiver in salary and not the fifth. I definitely corrected Kent immediately once he updated the Google sheet because he,
of course you did, yes,
stats. And then, so since AJ Green didn't have any stats, he wasn't on the list, his initial list. So I was like, dude, no, we got to go back here. Cause that saves me like $8. Onto Devontae Adams' salary. Yeah, honestly, for me, that $8 would mean a lot. I feel like in the end, where I probably would have maybe franchised Mike Evans and then RFA'd Kenny Galladay or something like that, instead of most likely what I'll be doing is franchising. I mean, I have to, if I keep Adams, I have to franchise him as he's been franchised for a couple of years now. And then, most likely I'm going to RFA Mike Evans, I would assume. I don't know for sure. I mean, stuff could happen, I guess, in case injuries happen or something else. There's no point in making a decision right now. But that's kind of my gut reaction is I'll RFA Evans, and then Galladay will hit the open market and go probably for a hefty amount of money. So,
yeah, you'd think so. He's been really good the last couple of years. As the Chris Godwin owner, I'm totally on board with Mike Evans, like breaking a foot or something and letting him hit free agency for you, so Godwin can be really good for me.
Mike Evans is so good. It's ridiculous. It's
awesome. I agree. He's amazing.
He's just so good and consistent that, like, he doesn't even, you know, he's like an afterthought sometimes to, like, the top receivers in the game now, I feel like.
He's been unbelievable since he was 21 or 22 whenever he came into the league. He's just dominated everyone forever.
The best, he's like the same age as Kenny Galladay, basically. They're like 6 months apart, but he's played twice as many seasons. He's like 6 seasons to 3 seasons. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm going back and looking at his numbers. Even the year he only scored 3 touchdowns, he had 1,200 yards.
Yep.
This year was the least targets he's ever had with only 118, and he still had 11.
Yeah, he missed the last, whatever, 3.5 games.
And he still had 1,100 yards and 8 touchdowns.
At least he went out with a 60-yard touchdown and got hurt right at the end of it.
That's good.
All worked out. All
right, who's next?
What do I have?
James had some interesting decisions.
Yeah, I basically just put it down to whatever. What do I have here? Derrick Henry and Amari Cooper for RFA or franchise. I need to pull up his roster. Is that all he has to do?
Because I think, does he have Edelman or Chip has Edelman?
Chip does.
Chip has Edelman. Okay, so Derrick Henry's been incredible. Obviously the last couple of years, and Amari's been a decent player, even if he's been inconsistent. Those guys were a big reason why Shane's team was good last year. What do you think? What would you do? Henry's a top 10, so he's going to be 36-27.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably franchise Henry and RFA Cooper is what I think I would do. I mean, more than anything, because you might only get one more year out of Henry. I'm sure the team, you know, it sure sounds like the team might get rid of him after this year. It's, you know, watch, they'll probably go out and draft some star running back in the first or second round this year to basically be his replacement.
Jonathan Taylor, here he comes.
So, but yeah, I mean, and Cooper is the one who you want on your team long term. But again, if someone RFAs Cooper, you know, someone bids $80 on him, like, what are you going to do? Like, then he gets put in a tough spot where he might lose his receiver, and you know that.
He's got a bunch of bad contracts to let go of. Either he's got. Yeah. He can cut Royce Freeman because Royce Freeman is not very good, but it's only saving you $6 or something like that, and. Robert Woods isn't a bad contract. Keenan Allen's not a bad contract. He's just got a lot of guys on decent contracts. Rashad Penny could probably go, but.
Yeah, I mean, I'd do the – and if I were him too, even if Amari Cooper goes a ton in RFA, I'd just do it, so keep him for 1 year, and you go into this season with a pretty stacked roster. I mean, you got two stud QBs. You got, you know, two stud running backs, and then who else do you even have? Yeah, basically just two stud
running. Allen, Robert Woods, and yeah, or
King and then Allen, you know, then no matter what, he's gonna have enough money to keep both of them. And so that's probably the route I would go. I'll almost go into it knowing I'm keeping Cooper no matter what. If you know, and have a price range of where he's comfortable extending it more than 1 year.
That makes sense.
My thought with it. So. All right, we got here Troy's team. Troy had a decision or two to make, I believe.
He's got DeAndre Hopkins. He has Mark Ingram, Jordan Howard. Obviously, Jordan Howard's probably not going to impact that decision too much. I would have a tough time paying Mark Ingram $36 if it's me. But, I mean, I don't know.
I put down Ingram, Hopkins, Hooper. And has to decide to with those three to do the two, you know, franchise and RFA.
Yeah, I can't imagine, but I don't know. I mean, he loves tight ends, but Austin Hooper. I can't imagine Austin Hooper being either one of those guys to me.
I had talked to him earlier in the off season. I trying to think what for potentially doing Ertz for 111, because then I was like, basically, then you can keep. You know, I was like, well, that ensures you keep Hopkins and Ingram. And it was just too early in the off season that it wasn't worth, you know, he was like, it's not a terrible deal. I just didn't want to go with it then. You know, I don't know if he's happy with where Hooper went or not happy.
I'm wondering what his price on N'Keal Harry is right now. Cause I offered him like, I don't know, right around the trade deadline, I think a late second for N'Keal Harry, and Troy said he was worth a first, which obviously is not the case. So then in the other league where I have N'Keal Harry and Troy doesn't, I offered Troy N'Keal Harry for a first, and then he said he's not worth a first. It was a challenging time.
Oh, I mean, that's what some of the podcasts you listen to, they like, try to do these stupid things like, oh, you should trade for this guy because he was supposed to be good last year, and now he's not. It's like, Troy took the dude fifth overall. Like, if Troy trades him for a late second, like, I'd yell at Troy for being an idiot, even if that's what his market value should be. It's like, just not worth it, and to me at least.
I agree. I just think it's funny that
You
love that N'Keal Harry pick. Just couldn't get over how great it was, and he scored 33 points last year. He got outscored by Andy Isabella.
Yeah. Who knows? Injuries and whatnot. Again, it's not worth it for Troy to make any decisions on it now. So if he's still able to get a late first, I think then maybe he considers it. But anything in the second round or later, it's like, what's the point? Like
hold it.
Not worth it for him. So. So yeah, he does. I don't know exactly what he's thinking. I don't know what Troy's thinking for RFA and franchise though, of like what guy to do what with. So
I would assume he's gonna franchise franchise Ingram and RFA Hopkins. Hopkins is a top. He's not. So it would be $64, which is a pretty good price for Hopkins. And then that's actually probably what I would do. I would just, there's no way I'd want to lose. I would be better off losing Ingram in RFA because I don't think he'll go for nearly as much. He might go for $20. I don't think anybody's paying a first for Mark Ingram. That would be the thing that makes sense to me.
Yeah, I agree. If not, Hopkins is going to go for a shitload of money. That I think Trey would be able to pay with his cap room, but it would put him right up against it, which I won't be able to do anything else. And again, you look at his roster, guys with 1 year left on their contract who he might want to potentially franchise next year, you know, aside from a free agent he'd pick up, and there's really nobody there that you'd think he'd want to. So even if, you know, you can basically franchise Hopkins knowing he's going to franchise him again next year, and at least get 2 years out of that. So who knows? I think I'm on board with that and letting Hooper go away in free agency.
Yeah. I think you have to, because who cares about a tight end? It's whatever.
True. He's just mad that he has not the first, second, or third best white tight end in the league.
Yeah, he's very upset by that, obviously. Oh, man, we have 2023 draft picks in our trade.
Yeah, game. I know.
So crazy.
The odds of me keeping those are not going to last. So.
Oh, it's whatever.
All right, we probably don't have to talk about Phil's team for RFA and franchise. Yeah, I left them blank on mine, so it's
cool. Not worth it.
What do we got? For Bill then, if he's actually going to franchise Lev Bell or just let him walk, I feel like he has to let him walk.
I can't imagine you would keep him for anything. I mean, he was average-ish last year, but for the price, for $68, it was just as crazy.
Yeah, because again, he's not. Yeah, you can just let him go and sign him for cheaper. So if he really wants him, so for sure. And again, then you would have to see what he does with Julio, Julio's age and stuff. I think he would franchise him, but I don't know. Maybe he'll RFA him. I still think he should franchise and trade him immediately, like I said, and make sure to be a win-win for two teams. But we'll see.
I agree, Justin.
I put down Antonio Brown. Anything? ?
No, I can't imagine. That guy's not playing again. I think he's done.
Yeah, I agree.
I would assume franchise Austin Eckler and roll with his team as is. Maybe RFA Eckler and franchise Higbee or something like that. Higbee was really good at the end of last year. Maybe Higbee's franchise rights have some value or something like that. I'm not totally sure. We'll see.
Yeah, no, I'm curious to see what he does because I feel like he can't afford to lose Eckler. So it's like, what if he puts Eckler out there and Kent bids $80 on him for 1 year? Says, fuck it, I have $200 of cap space.
Well, then I would say, see ya, let him go.
Well, I know, but then Justin's looking at no starting running backs potentially for whatever it is. So he might have to franchise him just to keep him.
I think I would franchise him at $36 and just be okay with that and let Antonio Brown walk, throw Higbee in RFA. I think that's the right move.
Yeah, no, most likely I agree.
He's got enough receivers. He'll be fine. He can start enough guys. There's enough there that he can make a run.
Yeah, I'm saying it's always easier at least to get startable receivers. But if he loses Eckler, then startable stud running backs hard to come by. So. Chip to me is the most exciting one of them all. So
I didn't realize the first time through Mark Andrews was available as well.
Yeah. So that's like, to me, he by far has the most fun decisions, at least for me not being his team. I can watch and wait and see what he does. I won't want to make the decision myself, but I mean, I feel like he has to keep Aaron Jones without a doubt. If he's playing next year, you need Adam Jones, Aaron Jones on your team.
Franchise for sure.
And then from there, I mean, Thielen probably got a little bit of an uptick. Again, he just traded for Edelman as well. He's got, you said Mark Andrews. I mean, heck, it's
two of those four guys are hitting UFA.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm curious what he's going to do. Again, there's going to be a number of receivers available this year. I think definitely more than last year. Last year, there was more running backs that were available in UFA. So maybe he sees that and says, heck with Thielen and Edelman. I'll try to pick up one of them again in the free agency time. Like I said, keep. If Andrews has anything close to that, having a tight end that's a big difference maker. And you know, the role he's in that offense, I don't know what I'd do if I were him. I think I would franchise Aaron Jones and then either RFA Thielen or Andrews. I'm just not.
Yeah, I think I would let.
I don't know what he's going to do with it. So,
I think I would let Edelman walk too, and I would franchise Aaron Jones for sure. That wouldn't even be a decision, and then you're down to Andrews or Thielen, whoever you are more interested in trying to keep, I guess.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, he does have other tight ends that are all like okay to have on your roster, but not guys you want to be your starter. So,
for sure,
we'll see what he does there, but. Nice.
Yep.
Cool. Good run through. I just want these. I kind of wish we made Ken would make us have the decisions earlier just for excitement reasons.
Yeah, stuff. I know. I go back and forth because I agree that 2 weeks is enough, but I also want more stuff to look at. It's
yeah. And
we're in that weird kind of awkward holding pattern where we're just waiting for the NFL draft to hit so you can start looking at rookie landing spots and stuff like that. And you just can't do anything until then, and there's too many unknowns.
Yeah, we could trade, but nobody trades at all recently. So
I will say I just sent out a couple offers while we were talking here, so nice. I'll let you know when I get back.
TY is going to be off your team by the time we're done.
I'm trying right now.
Yeah, I was telling Kent after we made the trade, I was like, you know, do you think that maybe this will kind of, you know, get people interested in making some trades and everything, and nothing's materialized since then. So
we'll say I'm surprised with how much downtime everybody has, that more stuff hasn't happened.
Yeah. That was my thought. So,
all right. Cool. Yeah.
Look at next agenda item. I'll break down your team first, I guess, fast. Mine. Then we can get into some rookies. Cause some people are probably like, why the hell are these two talking about their two teams? But you said it's our podcast. So
we're doing it.
Perfect. So first, your quarterbacks. Well,
don't have any.
Yep. I put that in, and then my notes to that was no worries, plenty of time to find someone.
I'll just find some dude. I don't know.
It would not worry at all. I mean, you could just look at Pat's team, and he probably has Drew Brees and Ryan Tannehill coming off free agency. You picked up Cousins last year, kind of out of nowhere. It's like there's no real reason for concern or anything like that. So
I'm not in a one quarterback league. I'm just not going to worry about it. I'll find some guy.
Yeah, for sure. So running back wise, comment I put here was basically if all three are at their best, then it's phenomenal three running backs. You know, again, there's a little bit of questions with all of them, of course, as well. I mean, first, they're all going to suck week one when I play you.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
But again, I mean, you just, you know, is, you know, Kenyon Drake going to maintain his efficiency and how good he was at the end of last year? Because he's never done that for a prolonged amount of time.
Except for the 1 week when I started him in the
Fournette scored so many – so good last year, and he didn't even score that many touchdowns. So it's like
– also caught 76 passes, which is – can't even imagine.
Nuts. So it's like, you know, there's no way you'd think he'd get that many again, but you just, you know, again, so – and if he stays healthy like he did, I mean, it's – you know, again, there's – you know, that's how that, and then Dalvin Cook, I mean, everyone knows Dalvin Cook's freaking unbelievable, and who knows if his shoulder, how he's gonna, you know, how things are gonna go, but that's where I put there's a wide range of outcomes, basically, with your running backs was kind of my thought of it, where it's like, I mean, I would be happy with those three running backs as my go-to guys. Like, I mean, you got to go into, you know, again, we're at the end of March right now, and you have three solidified good running backs on your team, which a lot of rosters can't say that. So it's like, it's definitely a strong point of the team. It's just, you know, definitely a wider range of outcomes, like I said, where, you know, what might come of that.
Not as good as when I had Gurley when he was awesome and Gordon when he was awesome 2 years ago. That was really fun. But yeah, I agree. I would say my team at running back, a lot of very low ceiling, very high ceiling, very low floor. Mm-hmm. And I only have to start two of them, which is nice.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, like, no, for sure. And then again, you don't have too much depth there. I think Justice Hill is probably, I mean, I know he was big last year in the offseason, and I know I tried to trade for him last offseason at one point. I can't remember with what deal, maybe the Josh Gordon or some crap. I don't know. My thought would be they're going to draft a running back probably in the first few rounds that might already, you know, Justice Hill might always have a role with his, just, you know, with his style, but he's not going to be fantasy relevant most likely.
Probably. No. I mean, who knows? But, He was real hot last offseason, and then I've heard a lot of talk of them drafting another running back, and they used Ingram a ton, they use Edwards a ton, they obviously run a ton. Interesting how many running backs they want to keep on a roster, honestly.
Yeah, no, for sure. But then, like you said, you only have to start two of your guys, and that's what the next part of your team we talked about a little bit earlier was just the depth you have at wide receiver. So I would love the depth was the first thing I put on here is, you got a lot of good players. I mean, let's see here, what do I put? Basically that your top five guys, you got Godwin, Odell, Allen Robinson, Juju as like potentially your fourth wide receiver, and then T.Y. Hilton, who again, apparently isn't going to be long for the team, but still, I mean, those are your top, initial look at your roster, top five guys. And then you throw in Preston Williams and Slayton as, younger guys that,
They were good in stretches last year.
Can definitely be spot starters right now, maybe true guys play forever, moving forward. It's like, that's pretty darn good when you have that many guys on your team at wide receiver that can play there. So that's, you can even afford to lose one, whether it's Hilton in a trade or, trading one of the better guys to Martin or another wide receiver needy team.
If I lose an RFA or whatever, I should still be okay.
Yeah, exactly. That was kind of my thought there. And pretty jealous of the depth you have on the wide receiver side.
And one of the reasons why I'm it's okay if I franchise an RFA both of those guys is I'm paying Chris Godwin and Juju $6. I'm paying them like a combined $11 and $12 the next 2 years. Those will be my two guys. Well, it's not the end of the world that I have T.Y. on my bench right now at 45 if I'm paying Godwin and Juju $11 combined.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. So then, to tight ends, I just put down you have the second best tight end in redraft, probably, and best in dynasty. So,
a buck and a half. That's awesome.
That contract was started by me. Thank you very much.
I'm glad that I got it back. So
then I traded him to Kent, and then Kent traded him to Martin, and then you got him.
Hey, it cost me Aaron Jones, but I got something out of it, so it was okay.
It still wasn't as good as the Zach Ertz contract, though, which you had or somebody had started at one point. That started at $1. Where I think I started. I think I started Kittle's at like 105 or 110 when I picked them up way back when.
Disappointing. I wish I had Ertz long ago. And
yeah, we've all can say that about a bunch of guys, unfortunately.
Yep. Frank Gore got traded more than anybody.
Still a 49er though. Greatest player ever. All right. Yeah, so that was really all I had for your team since we don't have to talk about other crap like kicker and defense. So
yeah, we need
that was really it. But I think I summed it up. Final thought. Do you trade a wide receiver or not keep A-Rob or Odell, enable yourself to pick up some running back depth was what I had put down. So.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm going to work to move one of my receivers. And if I move one of them, that'll be great. If not, no big deal. I feel good about where my team is. And I only have to start two running backs, so it's not the end of the world. And I feel like I can find somebody in free agency who will do the things I need them to do. So not the end of the world.
For sure.
I'll take a look at your team. Quarterback situation looking pretty good right now, obviously, with Kyler and Jared Goff. Kyler was
– You want Jameis?
I don't want Jameis because he's not going to play this year. I assume Jameis is a cut for you, which makes a lot of sense. Kyler and Jared Goff are both really good. I shouldn't say Jared Goff's really good. Kyler's really good. Jared Goff is a serviceable backup, but the contracts are nice, and Kyler is really fun to watch. Running back starts with Christian McCaffrey. He's amazing. Obviously, he's a league winner and a week winner. Feels like every week. You just kind of feel like he's going to put up 40 points at any given point. Joe Mixon is pretty good, but I think was inconsistent last year in about the worst spot you could be in. You got to like where he's at. Next year, they're getting their first-round pick back at offensive tackle. They're going to get Joe Burrow. They're going to hopefully at the top of the second, get a weapon for Joe Burrow or another offensive lineman or something like that. You got to kind of think the arrow's pointing up for Joe Mixon right now. Miles Sanders is a nice three. Behind that, he was a stud and looks way better than anybody they had last year. It will be interesting to see if he gets more carries next year. I kind of don't think so because Eagles never give anybody full carries. But I definitely think he's a stud. I still don't really understand that trade Kent made. It didn't make a lot of sense to me. I would have smash accepted it just like you did. And then past that, these other guys are just.
I didn't smash accept it. I text you saying, did something happen to Miles Sanders? I've been hiking. I was hiking at the time, and like I had 15 minutes to make up my decision. So I was like, did I miss something? But
yeah, I don't get it. I don't know where Kent's brain was on that, what he was thinking. I mean, maybe just really wants a bear to cheer for.
That's what he told me. He said he's a homer, and then he wanted to spark some interest in the league for trades. But anytime trade we think goes one way, it's always better for the other person in the end. So,
Kent, I have Allen Robinson. Let's talk. I have the good bear. And then at receiver, obviously pretty solid. All these guys are around. Four of these five guys are pretty good. Paris Campbell didn't really do much last year dealing with injury. Gallup was surprising to me. I never thought he was going to be that good. I know you traded, what was it, 2 years ago, you traded your future first for the 201 to take Gallup. And I thought you were paid and ends up looking pretty good right now. You're going to lose Galladay or one of those guys, it sounds like. So you're going to struggle a little bit picking up a high-end guy. Again, you can always try to get Galladay back, and hopefully you keep Evans in RFA. Things are looking good there. And then Ertz and Fant are both pretty good receivers. And I think Fant will just keep getting better and better. I think he's way better than Hockenson that the Lions took last year. I thought he was obviously the better tight end or fantasy tight end, maybe even if not real tight end. So I mean, you're poised for another run. I think it would be a shock if you didn't make the playoffs. And assuming there's no Christian McCaffrey injury.
What are you going to talk about this?
Because of this is going to lead me to my next question is how you feeling about Christian McCaffrey now that it kind of looks like the Panthers are tanking and they're kind of giving up on the year. Cause I can't imagine.
I'm fine. I mean, I was happy with Teddy. I thought that was good. I didn't want Cam back really. Even though Cam's good, but you know, you look at how many rushing touchdowns, what's his name has when Cam doesn't play compared to when Cam plays. That was enjoyable last year. So I'm hoping that means he continues to get the work inside the 5 yard line, but
I'll be interested to see if they continue to get that many touches. He just, the amount of times he touches the ball is crazy to me.
And oh yeah. I mean, he could have 30 less receptions last year and you'd still be awesome. So, which, yeah, we'll see what happens there.
But he touched the ball 287 plus 116. I mean, 400 and something times. That's crazy. 403 times.
Yeah.
It's absurd. But he was a stud 2 years ago and he touched the ball a lot less. So you would think at some point that those numbers come down a little bit, but who knows?
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, probably not going to score 422 points again, but if he scores 350 or more, it's like, whatever. Again, it's a nice decision of just not having to worry about it. So,
for sure. I understand that.
Yeah. My biggest thing is trying to find a way for Michael Gallup to be my fourth receiver and not my third receiver. If I can find a way for that to happen, I'll be happier, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to find a way for that to happen. So we'll see.
What was I going to say? That's kind of the spot you don't want to be in, is having to count on that guy. It's much nicer when that guy is just your bi-week fill-in. And then if something good happens, something good happens. And if not, not. Or you're kind of stuck waiting for Amari Cooper injury or something like that, which you're kind of not rooting for.
Yeah. And again, he's been insanely better with Cooper in the lineup anyway. So I don't even know if it's better or worse if Cooper's there or not. Who knows? Maybe as Gallup gets older and gets a little bit more developed, he could shine a little more without Cooper. But I mean, he's always been better with Cooper in the lineup. So I didn't care too much about that. But yeah, it would be nice if he could be the fourth guy. But again, I don't think that's going to be possible. So
unless Mike Evans goes for not a lot, which I can't imagine happens.
Yeah, or for sure. If I don't keep Evan, I mean, that's the only thing. If Evan goes for a lot and I don't keep him, then, you know, maybe I can get two wide receivers in unrestricted free agency. But if that's the case, they're probably going to be Gallup caliber anyways. They're not going to be stud caliber where, it's going to be
Evans and Adams and those kind of guys are. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So most likely Gallup will be in the starting lineup week one, which again, it's, care about. Like if my worst starter is Michael Gallup, I have big, I don't have to bitch about, but you said it's nice if he can kind of be a fill-in guy if needed and not a dependable guy, but we'll see. Maybe I can try to get lucky with a $5 or $10 free agent or first round pick if I can get one or whatever. Who knows?
I'm really excited to just get Juju back and get Juju a real quarterback. I was just thinking about that when you're talking about Gallup, that it was just so painful to throw him out there every week when obviously those bum quarterbacks that the Steelers had just couldn't do anything. And I'm really hoping that Juju can bounce back a little bit and make me feel really good about starting him as my fourth receiver.
Yeah. God, just sounds weird. Fourth receiver.
He's the man. He's amazing. Him, Godwin, OBJ, and A-Rob, and Hilton. And then hopefully Daniel Jones can keep throwing it to Darius Slayton and they don't draft a receiver in the first round. That's the goal.
That's what I was last year. The whole draft, I was watching the Cowboys. I'm like, don't take a receiver. Don't take a receiver. Don't take a receiver. Because, I don't know, to me, free agency almost doesn't mean anything. It's like, it's like, who cares? It's all about the draft if they draft competition for your guys.
Yeah, what was it 2 years ago or 3 years ago, whatever it was, or 2 years ago when Carlos Hyde came out, or not Carlos Hyde, Nick Chubb came out, Carlos Hyde signed in
Cleveland,
and then they traded him. Like, 5 weeks into the season, you realize the other guy was so much better. You have to be crazy this year without, and you know, with them not going to do any medicals or stuff like that. So it'll be really interesting.
Yeah, I know this year it'll be – I know you said you had Paris Campbell in one of your other leagues. So it's like the Niners made the one trade. I was like, all right, there goes one of the stud receivers not going to the Colts. Like, that's good for Campbell. We'll see what happens. They got 2 second-rounders, so I can't imagine them not taking a receiver with that since they've done literally nothing to their wide receiver group all offseason. So
The Niners or the Colts?
The Colts I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, T.Y. is going to be healthy, so it'll be fine. And Philip Rivers will throw him the ball, and T.Y. can run. So, no big deal.
I'm actually looking forward to the Niners drafting a receiver at 13, and then Troy making the same bet that you guys made with somebody else this year about who's going to have more receiving yards, Debo or Jerry Jones, whoever the hell they get.
A.C.D. Lamb, Henry Ruggs, whoever.
Yeah, so we'll see.
I would assume it'd be a Lamb type because that's kind of what they're missing, I think. So Debo's the little gadgety guy.
Yeah. All right, that was the last thing we had to talk about now is the rookies, you had said. So, again, I have not done much work on this. So
I've been listening to all my podcasts, but I haven't been doing much looking. This is the first time I've looked at our draft order in a long time. Everything I've read so far and listened to so far sure makes it sound like there's 3 good running backs and 2 good receivers that most people kind of think are going to go in the top 5. And obviously, draft capital might shift that around a little bit, but with Taylor, Dobbins, and Swift, and then Lamb and Judy, it seems like that's been the top 5 for most leagues.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, I'll be curious with, like, RFA, like, you know, if Evans goes for something where I can get him for the 6th or 7th pick of the draft, like, what do I decide to try to do? Or I mean, not just me, like you, too. If you do Odell – and all of a sudden you can get a mid first round pick, like trying to make that decision on the spot right away there if it's worth it or not. So
you sure would assume Murray's going to use it. His in RFA, he's got the 112 and he's got the 109. Ken has the 108. So I would assume both of those are going to not be made, right? Like 12 and the 108. That would be, it'd be interesting to me to see those. I think, I mean, just first glance, I'm keeping either guy for the 112. I'm keeping either guy for the 108. But if it got down to, like, Alex maybe, Alex would have to spend the 104. I might give one of those guys 104.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah, one thought I've had in my mind, and I don't even know, I don't think this has happened yet, is I'm going to the draft and our thing. It's like, let's say Marty bids on Odell or whatever for you, and you get 112. If you know, basically you're like, I'll do it for 107. Basically, you say no and then agree to a trade afterwards. And
Yeah.
You got him for 107. I'll do it right now. I don't think that stuff's happened.
Not happened yet, but that's on the table. I assume it's legal and.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, it's only just you're saying no to the RFA thing, and then you're making a trade right after RFA is over for the other pick. So, I mean, it's not like it's illegal. It's just, you know, because at least you know then Martin was willing to go to that price for the pick, you know, is he, you know, for his salary, but then is he willing to, you know, to give up a an earlier pick in the first round, or not just first round, any round, you know, second round or whatever it might be. So, I mean, as we get this year and next year, some of these, you know, we have very limited first round teams that are actually picking, it seems like.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, there's four or five teams without a first round pick this year. So it's.
I'm one. It's going to be very, very interesting how that shakes out. And then of course, you know, Phil has three of his first four picks. Kent only has his original pick. He has Bill's pick. He has Alex's pick. Alex has Pat's pick. This is wild. Troy didn't trade his first. Kent and Phil didn't trade their firsts. But, man, everything else is just wild.
And we have, I mean, things go as they've gone in the past. I mean, some of these picks will be traded a couple of times potentially before the draft. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I would assume so.
Especially with guys that have multiple first round. I mean, Marty can get rid of 112 right now if he wanted to and still have 109 to play with. Or again, he could trade for Julio for 109 and still have 112 to give away for Odell. You know, I mean, it's stuff that he'd be potentially try to do. And yeah, so we'll see there. Yeah, I haven't, again, I'm curious. One, now I got to pay more attention to these picks now that the Niners have the 13th pick of the draft. So I got to start looking at receivers. Because that's kind of what I want them to do, is take whoever they think the best receiver is. So, unfortunately, I probably won't be able to get them on my fantasy team, but what you going to do there? But we'll see. Other than that, I don't pick till the 18th pick. That's my first draft pick right now.
I think I'm picking until the third round this year.
Yeah. So I'm going to start.
305.
Yeah, I have a feeling I'm going to try to trade any draft, even if I end up, like, giving up Evans. If Evan goes for more and I get a first round pick, if it's not like a high enough pick, I feel like I'm just gonna end up trying to trade like first and second round pick for a player or something like that. Like I said, almost in the phase of, I want a guy who I know is going to contribute this year while I got another chance to make a run, and I would rather do that. So
yep, I get it.
Try to figure out. But
Alex already rejected one of my trades.
Nice.
So that's good. This has got me excited about our league again. I know I said this to you before, but the other league I'm in with Justin and Pat, where I have 8 of the first 10 picks of the draft, I have 101 and then 104 through 110 straight in a row, has got me all into the rookies this year. So I'm trying to consolidate down because I won't even be able to make all the picks that I have, because I think I have like – I have 8 of the first 10, and I think 12 of the first 24 or something like that. And I won't have enough spots on the roster to fill it all out. So I'm going to have to start looking at some rookies, because this won't matter much in this league.
Damn. Well, Justin's going to try to one-up you in our league for next year, I think.
I'm all. Get the whole first.
So he's got – yeah. I mean, he does have 5, which is
– Jeez, holy cow. I didn't know that. That's crazy.
He has 5 first-round picks next year right now. And this year. So he's sitting at 7 first-round picks in the next 2 years. Jeez. I'm looking at my team that has 0 first-round picks in the next 2 years.
I feel like I don't even know if I have my first next year or not. I will take a look, though. That's crazy.
Okay, I don't even remember I traded with Alex last year. I traded because I got the 201, and I ended up taking Fant. But I traded him, 201, then the pick that I have this year ends up so being 201 and 206 for my 2021 first. I think like a 20, maybe two 2021 seconds. I can't remember. And then whatever, Eric Ebron was in the trade.
I remember that Ebron deal.
So I don't even remember what I was traveling for work. And it was just like I was driving for 6 hours that day or something. So it was like sending stupid crap. And somehow it actually like went back and forth a lot. Most of the time my trades don't do that. It's more just yes or no right away. Like I don't really counter stuff too much. I just don't care. I just kind of say no, you know, good or bad. And that one we went back and forth for a while on, you know, because I remember he was trying to say like if he's going to delay his rebuild another year, like he needs to make sure he gets the first round pick. And finally I was like, who cares? Let's do it.
Yeah. That's awesome. Cool. All right, man, I think we went about an hour. I'm sure no one is actually listening to the pod at this point. So,
oh, they're all listening. They're
well, Troy, if you're listening, you still suck.
I forgot. I was going to text Troy and like give him the information and tell him to call in at a random time just so his screen would pop up. But
that's forgot. Yeah, it's fine. He's probably busy with his 4 children and can't be pulled away for very long.
Good point.
All right. I guess.
You should probably get back to work since it's only now 2:10, whatever, Pacific time, whatever I'm on now here. So hopefully next time I talk to you, I'll actually be back in Illinois.
So that'd be awesome.
As long as you let me in.
Yeah, that'll be nice if we're all off quarantine by then. By the time of our draft.
It's only going to be in like 5 days, so I don't think you'll be off quarantine then. But
oh, no, I meant for the draft. I meant in June.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm not too worried. I'm not. I don't have a good feeling about it. So
Zoom draft. Zoom draft meeting.
Draft.
Perfect. All right, man. All right. Yep.
Yes. Bye.